Welcome to Prayer 2.0 with Pastor Paulette Bourne. In this class, we will be covering four topics. The first one, the art of prayer. The second one, the power of praying the word. The third one, how to pray the word. And the fourth one, fervent prayer. Let us begin. We will start with the art of prayer. It is my belief, according to scripture, that it is very important to God that when we come to Him in prayer, He wants our hearts to be right. He wants prayers that are being prayed from our heart. There are many different types of prayer that are mentioned in the Bible. All those prayer has one thing in common, one common denominator, one common factor. They were heartfelt prayers. And those are the prayers that God answers. It is therefore my belief that God doesn't want lip service. He wants people who will really seek Him with their whole heart. An example of an heartfelt prayer was the prayer that Anna prayed in 1 Samuel chapter 10. Anna actually prayed in her heart because of the mental anguish. Only her lips move. Eli the priest thought she was drunk, and she responded that she was pouring out of her heart. Hannah had a request for a son, and God granted her request, and she made a vow to God, and Anna honored the vow. And because of her honoring her vow, Anna was also blessed with more children. Another heartfelt prayer will be that of Hezekiah in 2 Kings chapter 20 verses 1 to 3. When the prophet Isaiah told Hezekiah to get his house in order as he was going to die, Hezekiah responded with an heartfelt prayer to God. Hezekiah poured out from his heart and cried out to God, and God responded in verse 5 by saying, "I have heard your prayers and I have seen your tears." God heard Hezekiah's heart cries and granted him 15 more years. God is looking for sincere prayers. God respects sincere prayers. No matter how poorly it is presented because of your humanness, if you always come to God with a true heart, then words of sincerity will ultimately follow. Six things that we will look at of a heart that God hears. Number one, God hears a heart that is yielded. A yielded heart is a pure and unselfish heart. A heart that is confident in the promises of God. 1 John chapter 5 and 14 says this: "If we ask anything according to His will, we can rest assured that He hears us." The second heart that God hears is a heart that is a Christ-centered heart. A heart that understands that it is by faith in Christ Jesus that we are saved. A heart that knows that it's only through the shed blood of Jesus that sins are washed away, and it's only in God do we become children of His. A heart that believes in praying in the name of Jesus, which signify that you're praying with Christ's interest in mind, and you're asking God for the things that touches the heart of Christ. John chapter 14 and 13 says this: "Whatsoever we ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." When we pray heartfelt prayer when our hearts are centered. The third thing, a pure heart. To be habitually sinning, continually practicing sin, and has a purpose bent on committing sin, has no rightful claim for God to hear you. Your heart cannot be pure when you are habitually living in sin, when you're continually practicing sin. Psalms chapter 66 and verse 18 says this: "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear." Once you are habitually living in sin, it says that you are regarding iniquity in your heart. You have given sin a priority in your life, and therefore a prayer that is coming from a heart that is not pure is a prayer that God will not answer. The fourth thing, a believing heart. Everywhere that you look in the Bible, it teaches us that it requires faith in order for our prayers to be answered. A believing heart is necessary to meet the condition which God places upon our access to Him. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that God will answer a prayer without faith. In Matthew chapter 21 and verse 22, it says this: "All things whatsoever he shall ask in prayer, believing, he shall receive." A believing heart is a heart that God can hear and will hear and answer. Number 5, an unselfish heart. We have no right to ask God for anything that won't bring him glory. When we ask merely for selfish gratification or for our own desire or our own satisfaction, that will not bring God glory. James chapter 4 and verse 3 says this: "He ask and receive not, because he ask amiss, that he may consume it upon your lust." God requires an unselfish heart. The sixth thing, a humbled heart. God hate pride, but he loves humility, and he hears the heart of a humble man or woman. Psalm chapter 10 and verse 17 says this: "Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ears to hear." When your heart is pure, when your heart is selfish, that is the heart that God hears, and that is the heart of prayer.